This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a blow to the GOP's hardline right wing in the Montana legislature, a coalition of centrist Republicans joined with minority Democrats on Wednesday to advance a set of rules that right-wing critics say curb the power of a newly minted red supermajority. The vote on a modified set of rules that will govern the Montana House of Representatives for the remainder of the session followed a nearly hour-long debate that pitted members of the GOP's right wing against its Conservative Solutions Caucus. The latter group includes members who in the past have voted with Democrats to pass major legislative initiatives or to put the brakes on others. The exchanges on the third day of the 90-day term included Republicans making accusations of manipulation and laid bare divisions in the GOP caucus. In a series of floor votes, the coalition of Republicans and Democrats fought back a pair of attempts to return the rules to something more palatable to the right wing. The rules were adopted Wednesday by a comfortable margin, 57 to 42. Republicans hold 68 seats in the Montana House of Representatives. Democrats have 32 seats. One of the disputes was over a change that would lower the threshold required to blast a bill from a committee from 60 votes, as was the case during the 2021 session, to 55 votes. Blast motions essentially override a committee's decision and lets the full House debate and vote on a bill. In past sessions, it's allowed bipartisan coalitions to advance major legislation to ultimately become law after bills were languishing in committee. Over previous sessions, the vote margin required to blast a bill onto the House floor, that means to salvage it from a committee where it was otherwise dead or stalled, has varied. Most recently, the threshold sat at 3/5 votes, that's 60. Representative Ed Buttrey, a Great Falls Republican who helped shepherd the changes through a committee on Monday, argued that the rationale for lowering the threshold to 55 votes was that it would require agreement from at least 1/3 of the GOP House members to do so, in addition to the buy-in of all Democrats. Buttrey said, "I'm all for majority rule. I don't think that a minority of our members should decide how we conduct business on this floor." The debate grew heated as Representative Jedediah Hinkle, a Belgrade Republican aligned with the party's right wing, accused his more centrist colleagues of trying to concentrate power within their faction. Another substantive change to the rules affects select committees, which are set up to handle special issues or policy proposals. Under the proposed rules, those special committees cannot send their recommendations straight to the House for consideration. Instead, they would have to submit their work through the Standing Committee, which are the committees that exist each session to hear bills. House and Senate leadership recently agreed to set up a special committee to review the state's election processes, a controversial proposal spearheaded by Republicans who have advanced unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud. In addition to the Conservative Solutions Caucus, a new GOP caucus on Wednesday announced its formation, the Montana Freedom Caucus. The caucus has 14 conservative Republican members. The caucus chair is pro-Trump Republican Teresa Manzella, a senator from Hamilton. A Helena resident claimed a $1 million jackpot last week in the 2022 Montana Millionaire Game. The Helena resident, who declined to be identified publicly, purchased the winning ticket at Town Pump on 10th Avenue South in Great Falls and claimed the $1 million prize December 27th. Montana Millionaire is offered once a year and has two $1 million prizes. The other $1 million winning ticket was sold in Butte and has not yet been redeemed. 280,000 Montana Millionaire tickets went on sale for $20 each on November 1st. The tickets sold out in record time, just 29 hours. Amazon says it will lay off more than 18,000 employees. Several teams will be affected, including the Human Resources Department and Amazon stores. Job cuts at the e-commerce giant had been planned to continue from last fall into early 2023. Amazon originally had planned to cut around 10,000 employees. Facebook parent company Meta recently announced 11,000 job cuts, the largest in that company's history. Twitter also announced widespread job cuts after Elon Musk bought the company for $44 billion, and Salesforce this week said it would cut 10% of its staff. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.